Mr. Chair, first of all, we would like to thank the Chair of MX3 for the way he conducted our work and for the summary report that he submitted for our consideration. National implementation is a wide-ranging topic that requires action on multiple levels by the Ninth Review Conference. In August, we discussed a variety of valuable proposals on strengthening national implementation to enhance domestic implementation of the convention. I would like to highlight a few elements that are of particular importance to my country. First, it's important that national legislation, regulations, and associated control mechanisms are put into effect and adapted regularly in accordance with the provisions of Article 4 of the convention. As reflected in MX3 summary report, the implementation of an effective national biosecurity framework, as well as the establishment of a biosafety culture and a biorisk management system within relevant institutions, are important elements in this regard. Second, the strengthening of the confidence-building measures, especially in terms of quantity and quality, plays an important role in providing transparency and building confidence among states' parties, as well as in preventing and reducing the occurrence of ambiguities, doubts, and suspicions. We are pleased to see that CBM submissions in 2021 are at an all-time high and thank all states' parties that participated in this process. However, more than half of state parties still do not submit any data, and Switzerland urges all states' parties to actively participate in this important, politically binding exchange of information. Switzerland fully supports the notion reflected in the summary report that we need to review the numerous concrete suggestions for technical adjustments to the CBM forms to improve the relevance and utility of the process. Updating the kind of information that has to be provided and the manner in which it is presented promises to increase the quantity and quality of CBM submissions. In terms of process, we are convinced that the electronic CBM platform and the step-by-step approach to CBM participation promise to facilitate and increase participation. Third, we should continue to explore additional transparency and confidence-building measures. The pursuit of voluntary transparency exercises is a valuable undertaking to improve national implementation and increase transparency about it, and should be further developed and refined. In this regard, Switzerland welcomes the proposal for the establishment of an exchange platform for voluntary transparency exercises, as suggested in WP 4 by France and other state parties, to allow for the exchange of information, experiences, and good practices. Fourth, Switzerland shares the view expressed in the summary report that there are important linkages between Article 10 and Article 4. Article 10 plays a key role in strengthening the implementation of the convention, notably by contributing to capacity building at the national level. We need to strengthen international cooperation and assistance with this particular aim in mind, including engagement with international partners, industry, and academia. It is essential that states' parties in need of assistance to implement the BWC receive the support they require. In this regard, Switzerland participated in a number of workshops over the course of this year, aimed at assisting individual states' parties in the compilation and submission of their CBM reports. Finally, an effective national export control system is an important aspect of the implementation of the BWC in order to minimize the risk of contributing to the proliferation of biological agents, materials, equipment, and means of delivery for purposes that are contrary to the provisions of the convention. Exports of relevant goods should therefore require government permission and oversight of transfers consistent with Article 3 of the BWC, while ensuring that exchanges for peaceful purposes remain unhindered. We share the view that additional efforts are required to address existing regulatory gaps. I thank you.